Okay, good afternoon. I'd like today, Bez Hashem, to finish the material on Hilchus Tevilas Kalim, and then Bez Hashem, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the remainder of the days in Zman, we'll talk about the Kashrin Kalim. What I'd like to talk about today is, first of all, to finish up the Sifim in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman Kuf Chof. At the end, talk about two important halacha lemaisa concerns relating to Tevilas Kalim, which are not really going to appear directly in the Shulchan Aruch. I have some tshuvas that I printed, and that is the question of what do you do with an electrical appliance, again, which is not again the days of the Shulchan Aruch, and also what do you do with shimush chad pa'mi, one-time usage stuff, so tinfoil or tin pans, aluminum pans you're going to throw out, you're not going to use them. So again, that's not really dealt with directly. We'll see those shilas. But meanwhile, we're up to, if I'm not mistaken, we're up to Sif Yud Dalad, and that's in the sheets. It's a source number 70. I think we spoke about chatzitz already, right? About taking off the labels and stickers. I think we spoke about that already. So that brings us to Sif. No, am I correct? We spoke about, I think we did, right? We spoke about the stickers and the labels. Chatzitza, I think so.
I believe we did speak about chatzitza, yes.
Yeah. Yes. So that brings us to source number 70. The Chumas Hadeshim was asked the following question. In the Chumas Hadeshim, Simon Reish Nun Zion, source 70, Sheila, clay matras, metal utensils, obviously, and utensils that need the tevila. Halakuach min anochri, precious magoy, okay, regular case, tzorak tevila. Shari l'shochai, they cut on the tevila olav. Can a kid under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, sometimes, especially if you live near the mikveh, so get a new keli and tell the kid, I'm not going to send the 2-year-old, but I mean, a kid, 10-year-old, go to the mikveh. Is that acceptable? So the Chumash Hadeshin writes, Yerod the low shari lemebet hachi, kevan that tefilas kelim alakuachim and anochim da oraisahu. Okay, we assume that it's a din d'oraisa. We discussed that the first day. We talked about tefilas kelim, whether tefilas kelim is a din d'oraisa d'rabban. We mentioned a machlokas, but the consensus seems to be more that it's a d'oraisa. Okay, and therefore lo mehem nina la'el cotton. And even though we usually have a din eid echad nemen bisurin, right? I mean, your wife goes to the mikveh and comes back. You don't have to ask her to have edim that those that went to the mikveh. If you go to the store and you buy a piece of meat, so then you don't have to have two edim to testify that he's bought in a kosher store, right? But it doesn't apply by cotton. Okay, it's by cotton law, mehemelay cotton. Afagav the biyodohu, even though the kid could be competent, it's biyodo to do it. So we usually believe a person who is biyodo to. Because it doesn't mean he's competent. He's in control of the situation. So we can believe him because he can do it. Why would he lie about it? He can do it. If the cotton is biyado, and not only that, but it's milsa less betorach, it's not exactly a major effort to dunk something in the mikveh. He goes to Tosim Psachim. Nevertheless, we assume hamnu rabbonon b'drabbonon. We allow sometimes a cotton to do certain things. That's when it's a din drabbonon. The davka noshan vodim noktu a tosim nemon abisu derais of a lok tanim. But when we say Eidach and Misurin, could be a woman, right? Could be an Eved. The woman is again believed 100%. And that's what we say that the woman is not acceptable for Eidus. That means Eidus in a Bezdin. It doesn't mean Eidach and Misurin. A woman can be believed that she said that because there's a technicality in Bezdin. It's not afraid. We're not afraid she's lying. Let's say even in a Bezdin case, just to give an example of this. Because people have a misconception. We don't assume that women don't know what they're talking about. They're not lying. They might be lying. No, that's not the issue. There's technicality. We don't accept them in Bezdin, in a court case. Okay, but not because of any suspicion. Otherwise, we wouldn't believe them by Yisur V'Heter either. Right? So let's say you have a case where two Edim, two male Edim, testify that we know that this guy ate a piece of this a piece of meat, but we don't know whether it was Chelev or Shuman. Okay, so they saw that he ate that piece of meat that was on the plate. And a woman tells you, I know that it was Chalev, I know that it was Shuman, then she's believed. She can't convict. You have to have two Edom that saw the man eat it, but she can clarify facts. She can say, I know for a fact that this was a piece of Shuman. Now, to convict him in a Bezdin, okay, for Malkus or wherever else, you need two Edom. Anyway, but that's Dafke, a woman or an Eved, but not a cotton. Okay, then Amonim b'Isud Raisalok Tanim. Okay, however, he says, Achain, Einira Lesser Mitam de Posuk Behagos Ashri. He says, we'll talk about it differently. You require kavana, okay? And we'll talk about that later in the next sif. But you might think that, there's a discussion in poskim whether tvila requires kavana. So really more than the next suit. But let's say a woman, forget about Tefillah Tzkenim for a second. Let's say a woman is supposed to go to the mikveh, and she went and she fell in. I don't know, whatever funny case you want to make up. Or she went in to cool off a hot summer day, so she jumped into a pool to cool off. Amela, she was tovela. So that's a question. But even if you hold a required Tefillah, okay, even Cain name of the cotton love by Kavono, Latvila, and we could say that's another reason to exclude a cotton because his Kavona doesn't count the whole Lesa. Okay, that's not true. Because here, we assume that for this Tefillah, we would not require Kavona. And, Goshar, I told us, but come the Chulin, the cotton bar Kavona, who im om de Margavo, that someone, he can have Kavona, especially if somebody's standing with him. Okay, that's what it says in the Trumas Adeshin. So he's against it in general, but if a gadol is nearby, or a gabav, then it would be good. So that's how we paskin here in Sifu Dalad, 71. So Simkum Chav Sifu Dalad. Ein maminim katan al tvilas kelim. You can't believe he doesn't have believability. He's not neman to do to say that he did it. Al tvilas kavim tablo if they gadol har tvila. But if he did the actual maisa, there's a gadol nearby, you can assert or ascertain that he did it, then it's acceptable. That's, and he quotes from this Trumas Hadeshin. And the Taz in the Kotten Tez Zayin, 72, explains why. Lefisha Tvilas Kalim Doraisa. Yim Tovel is Nagol, also Tvila. Why? Why should it count? Because of the Talmud Trumas Hadeshin, the Fila Harosh. This Fila Nidash Tavela Stricha Kavana. Okay, again, added to the Gufa Machalokas, but assuming like those who hold that the Tvilas Nidah requires Kavana, we call Makom. Kan Efsha Legodol Shilamid La Kotten Shechavan Atire. Okay, and furthermore, even if you want to insist that that wouldn't work, he says, maybe that chumra, you require kavona, is only for tvila l'shem tara. Okay, but this is a different type of tvila as we discussed. It's not tum and tara, it's something else. Okay, so therefore, it's okay. And v'kan lo bin and kavona klal, perhaps here you don't need kavona at all. That's the taz. Bi'ar Gro gave only the one reason. Bi'ar Gro, you caught in Lamed Vav in 73, he says, oh, tvila's kelim d'oraisa. That's why we can't believe him. But as far as as far as doing it, if there's a gadol there who can attest that he did it, then it's acceptable. The only thing is, if Akiva Eger points out here in Sifu Dalet on this Taz, Zion, so if that's the main svara, if the primary svara is that Tvilas Kalim, Bismana says Doraisa, so what about Tavil and Glass? We discussed already, Zchugim Gemara says that Glass, it's still like a Brochan Glass, but it's on the Dindir Rabbanon. So if the whole svara is that we're concerned that the mitzvah tefillah kelim d'oraisah, okay, so if it's only glass, then it would be acceptable. That's what Akiva Eger writes. Nil of his 90, the beklays chukas maminim l'katan. Okay, because in this case, chagon zeh l'chula alma hatefillah rach d'rabbanan. Right, that's what we saw. Everybody agrees that by a regular kli matchis metal. So that's a question. Okay, whether the din d'oraisa and the psukim there in Parshas Matos only in Asmachta, or no, it's a real din d'oraisa. But by glass, everybody agrees. So Akiva Eger suggests when it comes to glass, then we should be able to believe the cotton. Okay, because hem nu rabbanan midrabbanan. Pesachei Tshuva and Sukkot Yudalid in 75 is not as convinced as he quotes a prima godim, and he says the af beklis chukas rabbanan gam kenir the eno neman. Different reason. Kevin Yosheish l'cheskes iser. You don't believe a cotton against the cheskes iser, okay? And the cotton is only neman when there's some kind of a suffix. Then we can rely hemnu b'drabanan b'drabanan, okay? Umi v'schus, that's what he says. So when it comes to that, then it's even the drabanan, even the drabanan, there's cheskes iser. So could we only won't believe a cotton when there's a cheskes iser? Then he says something else. Even for Zchukis, one of the Makbid, if he reaches the age of 13, we don't know if he has Beis Cyrus or not, so that's a different discussion. So we have to know there's a Gadol and so on. Anyway, and he says even by a Klei Matris, you can argue they don't have to know necessarily that he was, you know, we have a row, we have the Chazok and the Rambam that every child at the age of 13 has Beis Cyrus. But okay, that's a different question, which the Pesachei Tshuva deals with. Just to explain, he refers to the Shulchan Aruch Milchus Pesach. It's in a tough Lamed Zion. Siv Dalad, 76, Bayas Shehuchzok Shalom Bodko HaMaskir V'Omer Isho Ever Cotton Ano Bodkanu Harilin Amonim Hu Sheh Cotton Sheh Bo Das Lidok. Right? That's where we move. The Bedikas Chometz, the place wasn't in the Bedika, and the cotton said, I did the Bedika here. So that's Hamnu Rabbanan. Okay? And now, so there, it seems to be against what we just said, because there the language of Shulchan Aruch is Bayas Shehuchzok. Shalom Batkin. It was a chazaka, it was Cheskas Isser. Okay, and that's the Mishabur adds the Kotin Yazayin, not like we said. Mishabur in 77 is Kotin Yazayin, says, Afilo Haya Sham Vadai Chomets. Okay, so that's against what we said before, that that we're not going to believe the cotton against his Chazak Isser. According to Mishabur, it sounds like it would be. All right, so that's a machlokas. All right. But the Mishabur does conclude in Sivkot and Yurches there in Siman Tov Lamed Zayin 77. But L'chatchila ein nochal letzavas la'el livdok shabadika yesh bo Torah gadol yishlachu shem yisatzel. Bedikas chametz is a big job. You got to do it properly. Okay, bedikas chametz, you know, you got to search in drawers and under shelves and all, on the couches, wherever else, a big job. So then, you know, we're afraid a person got lazy, so the, you know, the, we can't believe him. But here we'll believe him. Okay, so that's what we have in this sif Yudal regarding cotton. Next case is the following. This is also a Kavona case, and what about the Goyim? So we're doing the Tevila. So the Gemara in Chulin, the Aflamet Aleph and Aleph, has the following state, Itmar. Nida shenen savetovla. Again, this flows when we spoke about before, you know, with the Kavona by Tevila. So the Gemara says, Nida shenen savetovla. And Nida was forced. Something happened. You know, the Gemara explains how it happened. The Rashi says in 79, Nida shenen savetovla, the comment for it, hekanem, okay, whatever it was. You know, she fell in, she went to cool off, something happened. All right, anyway, Amar B'Hurim Arav, Tahora Lebeis, Rasul Lechobachim. As far as the Issa V'Heter in terms of her husband, then she's okay, even if she didn't go in B'Kavana to be come Tahor, but she ended up swimming or whatever it was. Okay, it's good enough for to be Mate her for her husband, but she's still, if she's anxious, it's still Rasul Lechobachim. It doesn't help for Hilchas Tumah Tahor. B'Yochram Af Lebeis Olotar. Okay, it doesn't work at all. So Amar le Rav, Lord of the Rav, the Amar to her le Beisa, well, Asur lechol truma. They asked according to Rav, who made that split. Rav Yochanan did make a split. Rav Yochanan says no good at all. Rav made a split that it's okay for Issa v'Heter purposes. She's muteris to her husband, but she's Asura to eat truma. Okay, she's still tmeya for truma tara purposes. So they asked against Rav to her le Beisa Asur lechol truma. Avon kares hutra Issa misa mabaya. Going on, I mean, it's mocham. Amalei baila chulin who bechulin or boy kavona. No, the heter la baila is a dinah chulin. There's no kodshim. It's not a dinah. You know, it's an isiv heter matter. Basically, that's the conclusion. The punishment is different. Okay, but the fact is, it remains chulin baila chulin who, but chulin or boy kavona. That's the point. Chulin or boy kavona. So in Hilchas Nida. Okay, the chulin, as Rashi says, lebeisa means likazokin klebala to be mutaris the husband. Fine. So in the Hilchos Nida, later in your day, it's in Kuf, Tzadi, Ches, Sif Mem Ches, 80, where it says, Nida shetovla below kavonim. A woman went to the mikvah without kavonim. Kigon shenofla tochamayim. Like I said before, she fell into the water. O she yarda lahake, she went into cool off. Okay, hareza mutaris lebala. The tvila counts. Ramon says, yesh machmirin, uma tzvichan osa tvila acheres. Okay, now, yeah. So that's in terms of Nida. That's the whole question of, you know, the can we split? Can we bifurcate and say, you know, how related? I mean, it's Shira and Hilchos Nida, but how related is Nida Labaila and Nida Lataris? You know, how can we split them up? But all right, that's a separate issue. The two Tshuvos of Hashbo, okay, back to our Inyan, okay. Which we'll draw on this, or at least partially on this, is Sugya Nida. Rashba is a tshuva in 81, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. 81, Magama Shamarto Mao Lahat Bil Kli Al Yedei Goy. Can I give a goy? If it's a din and kavona, it's a problem, right? So I can give it to a goy. So he says, Zelo Shamat, Yavon Nir Nad Ram Shemuter, Shalo Omer El Matil Sedayim La Achila Shech Mirba Mishem Svach Truma. Again, the Rashba writes, he thinks that it doesn't have an express, quote unquote, express ruling to share, but he says, express tradition, but he says, Mishumi Mutter, because, you know, by Natila Sedayim, that you can't have a goy, you need koch, and so you can't have a goy pour the water over your hands in Natila Sedayim, because Natila Sedayim connects to Truma. When we wash your bread, that's because before eating Truma, you had to wash your hands. And Stam Yadayim Shneos, all the hands are considered to be Sheni Latuma. So the our Natila Sedayim, among other things, is sort of a remnant or an extension of the din of washing for truma. So since it connects to Tumah Tara, there we say that a goy can't be the one to pour the water. However, according to, but here, Tvilas Kalim for this purpose to be Mata has nothing to do. He said it's like Geira, so it's got nothing to do with Tum and Tara. So therefore it should be Mutar Ali Dea Goy. And a different Tshuva later, Tshuva Chela Gimel, Simon Reish Nun Hei, okay, Tvila Ali Dea Goy, right, that's the question. So he says, he brings, we actually saw part of this Tshuva, because this is where the Rashbam mentions that some hold that Tvila is only Drabanan to begin with. Tvila's Kalim, our Tvila's Kalim, we're talking about here, is only Drabanan. Rashbam begins, Shalta Akum Mao Sheyatbil Kli Israel Akashino the Katpos Kalim Mitzvah Divay Sofrim. That's the assumption of the Shoel. That's only the Mitzvah Drabanan. So we know, can you do it? Either Shluchainu Ba Akum? Is it a Din of Shlichas? If I ask someone else Din of Shlichas, no Shlichas, right? Akum, you know, can't, if it's a Din of Shlichas, it's a Din that I'm appointing someone else to do the Mitzvah for me. So that doesn't work by a Goy, right? Because we have, next we said in Parshas Korach by Truma, it says, it has to be someone like you. It has to be a similar, it has to be the same as you. So it doesn't apply to a guy. But anyway, so the Rashba in this tshuva gives, in effect, three reasons why it should be okay for a guy to do it. Look at the second line of the second part of the tshuva starts, 82. We saw that Gemara before. And that was the Gemara in Chulin, Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, where the Gemara asserted that according to Rav, who was Makelif, the woman fell into the mikveh, jumped into the mikveh to cool off, and that the tefillah counts, it will count for, as Rav said, Lizokek Lebaila, to permit it to her husband and remove this and neither, but it won't count for, you know, for Tum and Tara purposes. That's because, Kol Lechulin lo bay kavana. Chulin lo bay kavana. Well, our tefillah is Kelim and Chulin. Chulin means that it's not a din in Tum and Tara and Kodshim and so on. It's a din in Issa Behetar. Okay, so you're not allowed to use Kelim that were gotten from the Goy. Acquired from a guy, but that's not a din. That's a din in chulin. It's a chulin. Oh boy, come on! That's the first thing the Rashba deals with in that tshuva. He explains it, okay? Quotes that gemara, and that's reason number one, okay? Kol chulin, oh boy, kavana, okay? Number two. Well, what about the shlichus question? What about the shlichus question? So later on in the tshuva, he says again after going through the whole that gemara about chulin and other proofs that chulin don't need Kavana, only Kutchum and Tara needed about three lines in the bottom of 82, the end of 82. But Ode near the Gabay Tvilas came, low boy Shlichas, the Menot Haisim, Yisrael Shalomi Das Habanam, also low Tvila. He says, it's not a din in Shlichas. Let's say I went ahead and without your appointing me, without your knowledge, I went ahead and I was toivel some of your Kalim. So when they say it doesn't count because there was no Shlichas, it doesn't need Shlichas. It doesn't need a specific act of Shlichas. A lot of it works. Thirdly, but Ode, Efshir, Tvilas Akam, Afila Bono, low Gorom, Yard, the Laker. He said, and again, it's not going to be worse than if you fell in. The guy put it down worse if you fell in. For all these reasons, the Rashba is Mekel. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here in Simu Kufchov Sif Tesvav, 83. Im Hitbil Kalem Al Yidei Oved Kochavim, also Lam Tvila. But again, Avil Eno Neman Al Tvila. He can't do it like we said with the cotton. He's not relied upon in terms of, or believed in terms of having done it. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Taz in Sukkot Yud Zayin and then the Shach a little bit also in Sukkot Chav Ches, look at the 84, the Taz jumps on the language of the Shulchan Aruch as Im Hitbil Kalem Aydeo V'Kochavim. Now that's a Lashon B'Dievid. It happened already, right? Im Hitbil. It doesn't say Tovlim or Mutar Litbol Kalem Aydeo V'Kochavim. It doesn't say like that. It says Im Hitbil. So that's what the Taz points out in Sukkot Yud Zayin 84. L'chora Mashma Lashon Dafka B'Dievid Av L'Chatchil Lo. That's his Mashma of the Lashon. The Taz says not true. V'Emes Enoch, it's not true. Okay, and he quotes this tshuva. Okay, he quotes from the tshuva's Ramban, but again, the tshuva's Ramban and tshuva's Rashba, some of them were mixed together, whatever. So he quotes this tshuva that we mentioned before. And he does quote in the fifth line. So he said it not only the evidence, even the chatchila, but about five lines down, the Taz quotes his father in law, the Bach, who more of a chosen is Al Kosa, Shashba, Hekel, if he's Rosso. He says the Rashba's whole kula is only l'shitaso that he says a nida doesn't need kavana either. Avaladidan de machmarinan benida, right? We're machmar on it. That was again. I showed you that in Shulchan Aruch back in source 80. Shulchan Aruch paskin this again like the Rashba and since kuf tzariches sif mem ches source 80. Nida shetava below kavana kigon shenoflo tochamam shulahak arizu muteris labad. But Ramo said. In the name of others, Kedar Amor says, no, Yesh Machmirin, and Yesh Lachman Lachatchila. He says, the Taz, according to us, we require Kavana, okay, if it happened by accident, or without a knowledge, it doesn't count. That's the Bach. The Bach says the whole heter, the whole kula, comparing a goy doing it to a woman falling in, you don't need kavana. Okay, that's only if you hold taki, you don't need kavana in that case. And the Taz points out, I don't agree, there are more. I quoted those who are machmir about it. Okay, so that's what, but he says that's not correct. Okay, because the Rashba was going according to everybody. Okay, and the Rashba himself is machmir by Tilas Sadaim Lachila, and even so he's makel by Tfilas Kalim. So he said it doesn't line up that way. It doesn't line up. It can't be that he's trying to prove that the Rashba, when he's makel by Tfilas Kalim, is not makel Shitoso. You don't need Kavon of Arai. He says you need it for Tilas Sadaim. So he says that it's the Taz says that the Bach is incorrect in his diuk in the Rashba. Okay, so he says, yeah. So he doesn't think the Bach is correct. He thinks it's muta. Tefillas Kalim is a lower type of lower level type of requirement, so to speak, and therefore it would be okay. Therefore, it would be okay. You don't have to be machmir, even according to us who are machmir by nido. Nido, woman going in, it would say it doesn't count as shvelin, but it will count if. Here it's different. Okay, but then he writes at the end, what happened to the bracha? The guy's going to do it, even if you're there, how can you make a bracha? Again, the guy's not believed to tell you, so you're going to be there, like we said with the cotton, but how are you going to make a bracha? You're not doing anything, right? You saw en osa klum, you're not doing, stand like a, you're just standing there, and the guy's doing all the work. So, okay, Al Kain ain royal lasos Kain lechatchila. Now he comes back and he says, maybe that's why Mechaber here began Tzif Tesva with the words im hitbil kelim ayideh. In other words, it's a disqualification, not also the guy doing it, but also the bracha. In other words, that's why it's formulated as a b'diavad. There's nothing wrong even lechatchila with the guy doing it. The actual action, in terms of the action of the Tzifus Kelim, there's not a problem with the guy doing it, but it's going to be a problem with the bracha. So therefore, lechatchila is better not to do it. Ain royal is going to lechatchila. However, let's say I'm going with the goy together. I've got lots of forks, lots of stuff. Sometimes you have the caterers, they buy, who knows, hundreds of stuff, and they got a cater. So the Jew's going, I'm making the bracha, I'm doing some. He's also doing some. And there, I made the bracha. That's okay, says the Taz. Right? Because of enough, yeah. And if he's there, not only that, but he says, enough, I'm sorry, before that, I make the bracha. I'm going to tell many of these kalim too. The guy's going to do a lot of the other ones, maybe even more of them. But the bracha is chal in that case. That's the Taz. It's caught in Yudzayin. Shach, it's caught in Chav Ches, 85. Quotes that Bach also. And distinguishing, talk about a cotton and a guy, these cases. But at the end, he says, at the end of the day, if you hold it, it doesn't need kavana. So ulufizel, look at the last couple of lines in Shach in 85. Imnaflu kalim lamayim kodim tvila ain't tzarach tvila. That's all the stuff fell in. You dumped them in. They fell out of the basket, went in. It's going to count. You don't need that kavana. Okay? That is Sif Tes Vav. Now we come to the last Sif in this simon, Sif Tes Zion. The following question, which will actually open the door to our more modern issue of electrical appliances. The Gemara in Beitzah of Yud Zayin Beis, the Mishnah, says the following situation. Let's say the case is Chal Lios Achar, talking about Yontif. Chal Lios Achar Shabbos. Let's say Yontif lands right after Shabbos. Like we just had a couple weeks ago with Shavuos. Right? Yontif comes right after Shabbos. All right? So, and you have new utensils that you need for Yontif. So Beishama Omer Matbilin Sakol Melifnei Shabbos. Okay? Everything that needs tevila, and it applies to the person also. Look in Rashi, there in Beitzah Yudzayin and Beis 87. Matpilin is a kol atzar chlila bein adam bein kalim. Whatever it needs, there's an inyan, as it says in next Rashi. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah chayav adam l'taras atzmo regel. So a person has to, again, most places leaving out chasidim, not makbid on tevila every most people are probably are makbid on tevila for Rosh Hashanah, Erev Kippur, not for every Yontif, but there's a din, and one time, Chayav Adon Taras, that's more regular, and some people are makbid in that today as well, not a bit chumer, or some people makbid also every Shabbos, if not every day. Okay, anyway, it's easy to get to a mikvah, I don't know, I was in Yerushalayim, whatever, the mikvah was all over the place, it was easy to do, so I always did it myself. Anyway, be that as it may, so but I don't do it here. So, yeah. So the Mishnah says again, 86. Beitza yadzan rebeiz. Chal again meaning yantav. Chal yantav lios achar Shabbos. The Shabbos are matbilos akol lifnei Shabbos. We still omer kelim lifnei Shabbos, but adam b'Shabbos. The kelim you have to do before. Okay, the kelim you have to do before. All right. You're not allowed to do it. Rashi says there in 87, lifnei Shabbos hilchach yat bom erev Shabbos to also lahat bom b'Shabbos yantav. Okay. Beis Hillel says there's a case where Beis Hillel is makel on Adam, which is not our issue now, but on Kalim he agrees you have to do before Shabbos. Okay, then it says something else with Shabbos Shemashik, and it's a lot other dealing with writing to the mikvah. But what emerges from here is that there seems to be some sort of iser to be tovel Kalim on Yontif. Okay, look at the Rashi's in the next page. The Beis Hillel Omer Hadrakat Shabbos or Busash Mil Beis Hillel. I feel the Shabbos Shor Ba'adam. You want Shabbos, a person go in. All right, the other parts of the Mishnah are not really directly relevant to us here. Okay, the Gemara is Medayik from this Mishnah and Beit Yitzchak Beis. And yet, I didn't print the whole sugya. There's one line that's important to us. The Kule Alma Mias Kli B'Shabbos Lo. But everybody agrees. B'Shabbos Beis Hillel, the only machlokas is about a person. Okay, but everybody agrees that a Kli. Kalim is no Tvilas Kalim. You cannot be Tavil Kalim on Shabbos. It doesn't say in the Mishnah why. Okay. So the Gemara has, I'll mention now outside. I mean, it's a whole Amud. Not going to print. You look in that too. You want to look it up. Beit Yitzchak Beis. You'll see in the Gemara why. Well, what the concern is. What's the problem with being Tavil Kalim on Shabbos? Some say it's a sort of Shema Yischat. You know, it's the type of thing you can squeeze. That's a problem. Others say, well, we're afraid you might carry, you know, like by a chauffeur and Lulu. You may forget that that there's no Erev and you'll carry the thing carry the kelim to the mikvah. Shema Yirenu, another concern. Another is Shema Yisha, you'll delay it and then it'll be Shabbos. You know, shouldn't delay till Shabbos. Or another concern is Tikkun Maneh. Okay, you're fixing something. It's not physically broken, but it's halachically broken. Something that's not halachically suitable at the moment. And now you make it, yes, halachically suitable. It's like Tikkun Maneh. It's like fixing something on Shabbos. So those are all different reasons why. In any event, the Shulchan Aruch paskens Hilchos Shabbos, Arachaim Simen Shin Nechav Gimel Siv Zayin 89, Mutter Lahatbil Klei Chodesh Atalon Tvila V'yeish Osir. He presents that as a machlokas. Machlokas, you know, again, because based on Mishon, but it's V'rei Shamayim Yetzis Kulam. What are you going to do? Okay, so here's what you do. The Shulchan Aruch here gives a piece of advice in Hilchos Shabbos. Because what if you're stuck and we're machmer not to be tovel kelim for whatever those reasons are concerned, the rabbanon we mentioned before. But 1 second, what if you really need that kli? You have no other kelim for yontif. You have no other stuff. So here's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, the yitain hakli le'eno yehudu matana. Give this kli or these kelim to a goy. You have a housekeeper, a neighbor, a friend who's not Jewish. You give it to him b'matana. Then you'll borrow it back from him. No chiyuv tefillah anymore. You gave it to him as a matana. Now it belongs to a guy. And we already learned that the only time there's a chiyuv tefillah is kelim was you purchase and acquire, like for the original case in the Torah, in the Klei Midyan. The Jews acquired those kelim as spoils of war. Okay, but if you borrow from a guy temporarily, so then no. All right, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch advises over here. Yitain hakli le'eni in the Hilchos Shabbos. Yitain hakli le'eni hudu matana v'yachzu shalena menu. Then the ain't tzarach tvila. Okay? And Ramor gives another eitz, the type of thing you can fill with water, so you can fill it up with water. Right? Counts as the form of tvila. Okay. Now, what's the issue here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Lamed Gimel, there's a long bir halacha about it also. And I said it outside, you can look at it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Lamed Gimel writes, Mashma mitzara din maskma de rishonim. Sounds like the fundamentally we accept the first opinion that it's really mutter. Okay, so Mr. Brewer summarized the Bir Halacha there in Sif Zion of Simon Shimchov Gimel. He says, here's the reason for the two opinions. Okay, all right. because not every kele can be squeezed, but some can. So you know, they're auto. Again, these are all the reasons I said before. It's all summarized in the Bir Halacha. It's all in that daf in Beit Daf Yizayin. But the Gzeir Shem Yisha, you'll wait. In other words, you'll buy the Kli on Monday. But I figure, you know what? I have time. I'm busy all week long. I can't get to the Mikvah Shabbos. I'm going to go. And then meanwhile, maybe you'll use it by mistake during the week. Anyway, those are all the reasons. Again, the reason we mentioned before. And, Tikkun Kli. But at the end, as far as Misakin is concerned, the Mishabur writes the end of 91 in that same long Bir Halacha. But he's not so convinced of that reason of Tikkun Kli. We mentioned that even though Tvilas Kelim is a mitzvah, but if you do not do Tvilas Kelim and you cooked or ate from that Kli, it does not aser the food. So Lamaisa, the Mishabur suggests that that's why Tikkun Mana maybe is not the best reason for not doing it on Shabbos, because Lamaisa, if you use it without that, it didn't, it's not such a big tikkun, in other words, because it's a mitzvah, but if you didn't do that that mitzvah, so it doesn't ask you from using the kli, and therefore the fact that now I was told in a mikra, now I can use the kli, I could have used the kli before too, it wouldn't have been right, it would have been about those mitzvah, but it's not such a big tikkun. And they have the Nezer, I quoted also in the Tshuva, 92. Chelek Orachayim Tzimantof Yud Ches Os Yud Aleph. Okay. He says, a little different than Mishabur. He says, the time of the Misakein lo shayach klal b'tfilas kelim the idna. Again, especially the idna, because by Tum and Tara, it's for sure. By Tum and Tara, it would be Tikkun Mana, because now the thing was Tomei and now it's Tar. So that's for sure. But our tfilas kelim, the Avnezer also, so it's not exactly like Tosas. Okay. The Tosas says, but the evidence used it, it's okay. The Avnezer says a little differently. He says, the time of the Misakein lo shayach klal b'tfilas kelim the idna lafi, mashakaza, ain't no matir klal. Rak mitzvah sasei, al kelov misak. It's a mitzvah sasei. It's like the Mishabur, but it's phrased a little differently. Okay, and at the end of the day, tefillah comes a mitzvah sasei. So it wasn't that there was anything usher, it's doing a mitzvah sasei. All right, so enough of that. I think we get the gist of it. Let's move now. One other other poskim I mentioned, I quoted the Yamshul Shlomo, not Sugin Beitzah, Perk Beitzah, when you'd test, 93. He said, that was the reason he likes that, we're afraid that if you're going to allow Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos, again, Shabbos people have more time, so they'll buy the Kelim, figure I'll be toggling on Shabbos. Meanwhile, there'll be a Takola, you use it by mistake during the week, so that's not a good thing. Okay? The Prima Godim in Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tof Pei Vov, the Mishpitz of Zov, 94, writes, Galel Pesach im ein lo kos kim echad shelo tobal. You need arba kosos. Only four different cups, the same cup. But you need to have a cup for arba kosos. He says, Yishloma, the shari litbo b'mayim suchim b'layla b'shul mitzvah arba kosos. You can dunk it in water for the mitzvah arba kosos. The afshar im ein lo mayim, what is it, no water nearby. Shari lishtameh kach, the osi aseid rabbana v'dochil isa tefila b'shusim divri sofer. He says that the asay of arba kosos is going to be docha the Isser of Tvila Bischuchis with the race. He mentions glass. So first of all, it's an interesting thing. He says that what we see from here is that people use glass for their arbacosis. Right? There's someone glass. And actually there are some people who have such a preference. There are people who have that preference. The Stipel, I think, had the preference. I don't. I admit I use a silver cup, but the Stipel, I think in one of the Sfarim I saw somewhere that the Stipel was Machbidavka have glass for the Arbacos. But anyway, all right, that's on that issue. But Matres, we didn't tell me the rice and metal, then he wouldn't allow to use it. All right, so let's finish up here the Sif, and then we'll see the Halacha L'Maisa question. Sif Tezayim. The last Sif in the Siman, 95. Im Shocha v'lo hit b'klim erev Shabbos v'omer yomtiv yitnenu lo v'kachov matona. So use that kunst, use that trick, give it to a guy as a gift. The Ramah says the truth of the matter is that's not limited, that heter, and this opens the door for us, that heter is not limited to Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says, the Ramah adds, you do that even on a weekday, b'makom shein lo mikvim, right? I mean, that's in the basis. It's not a din in Shabbos and Yontem. It means you can't do tefillah for whatever reason. So on Shabbos and Yontem, you can't do tefillah for halachic reason. You don't have water available, you can't do a tefillah for a practical reason. But either way, you have this opportunity with a goy. Then he writes, if you use the kli without having been toggle it, it doesn't ask for the food, but of course, you still have to do it. All right. The Taz makes a very important limitation on this. Okay, not everyone agrees with him, but the Taz, it's important, Yud Ches, makes a very important limitation on this kula of giving it to a goy. Nira Lee says, the high tikuna eno elafi sha'a. This is a temporary way out. And I can't work permanently. This is a temporary way out. Yeah, today is Shabbos, I can't do it. Yeah, but tonight it's Motzei Shabbos. Tomorrow Sunday I can do it. Okay, the Taz says this heter of giving it to Goy as a gift and then borrowing it back from him. Yeah, that's mamish, no brera. Either way in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Either way, because it's Yontif or Shabbos, you can't do tefillah over. There's no water nearby. I can't get to the mikveh. Okay, but during the week you can get to the mikveh. So the Taz has a chumra. He says, nearly the high tikuna and al fishah, the high lo osu Shabbos, o b'chol kol zman shein lo mikveh. Aval achar Shabbos, when Shabbos is over, oh, she's damen lo mikveh, he'll come up, you know, he'll have, find a mikveh. Then, Kevin Shishtakon was right, as well, you're holding on to it, and looks like you're really the owner and so on, then you have to go and be told him. Okay, and you can't rely on this. Somebody may remember, I guess 2 years ago during COVID, okay, this was a big problem because the COVID, the pandemic and all the shutdowns and everything hit Purim time, right? So Pesach, people had all kinds of new utensils they purchased for Pesach, or they were buying new utensils for Pesach. And Hagen and Tfilas came, they shut the mikvahs down, okay, whatever, and they worked that out. They certainly shut down the Kehillah mikvah, the women that had come in one at a time. Might, you know,
the ocean.
What's that? Yeah, if you live in five towns, it's good. We live in Teaneck.
Yes.
No, around here. Okay, yeah. And that's a whole different. There's a river near here. That's a whole question whether Tfilin River works. Sometimes of the year it might work, other times of the year it might not work. That's a different discussion. But let's say you're living somewhere, I don't know, landlocked, you know, in Indiana somewhere where there's no water nearby. So I think people did go to the ocean, Ms. Thomas. They did go to the ocean. But what the OU and others set up is they had a guy in the office and you filled out a form online. I hereby give this. Describe what it is and how much it's worth, whatever, and then you're borrowing it back. And then they said that after the crisis is over, then you should reacquire it and then do tefillah. Okay. Anyway, that's the.
You reacquire it and title it.
Yeah. That's what the Taz says. Okay. Because now you acquire it for going. But he only says it's temporary. Okay. And he writes at the end, just, you know, he says, the Tzorak tefillah achar she'efshar litpol afila bebrocha. Okay, he says even with a bracha, but now he's not sure, maybe wouldn't need a bracha. Okay, but anyway, but not everyone agrees. If Eger implies others say, no, it works as long as you want it to work. It does well. The Maisa works. And if you're right, you're beating out a mitzvah, you're forfeiting a bracha. But the Maisa works even for an extended period of time. Pesachei Teshuva notes in Simchat and Tezvav here, 97, he says, this is obviously, there's a heter, it's a haroma. Haroma is like a legal loophole, legal fiction. Okay, and you know, that's a question: is haromas work by Doraisa only with Darbanan? He points out it's a, you know, perhaps it's a form of haroma. Okay, but that's the, and therefore people generally will sometimes rely on the kula, but will try, I think, to be machra like the Taz, not to do that for long term, unless. Okay, and this segues into the next issue, unless the problem is going to remain a long term problem. Okay, if it's just Shabbos, that's not a long term problem. It ends Motzei Shabbos. Or Motzei Yontif. Okay. If it's a concern that there's no mikveh available, okay, but you know, okay, during the week I can drive to the mikveh, right? Those problems disappear. But the other problems may not disappear, and that segues, I call this Anabdallah Tshuva Slamaisa, divided into two different issues. Okay. One issue is, we'll do it first, is the issue of electrical appliances. Where putting in the water will damage, perhaps even ruin, the appliance altogether. Okay. You have a water urn or some type of, I don't know, a toast, other types of things which will get ruined if you put it in the water. So what do we have regarding that? So the Pesachei Teshuva actually back in Sivkot and Aleph, I printed in 98, Pesachei Teshuva and Sivkot and Aleph here in Simkuv Chav, talks about a different thing, similar to the one we had by Basu Chalav, What if you have these? I mentioned it to last week. What if you have Yoros Gedolos? You have these huge vats. Or they're not practical. You can't put them in the mikveh. They're too big. Okay, huge. I don't know, for wine or for liquor or for, I don't know, these huge containers. Okay, big containers. Yoros Gedolos are too big for the mikveh. Okay, and that case he had was Yoros Hagdolos Shemavashim Bo Shechar. They use it for beer or for whiskey, whatever these, you ever see these whiskey vats? They're enormous, some of them. Okay, so I haven't seen them up close, I don't think, but I've seen pictures, right? They're big, so they're too big. They're usually made out of wood, a different story, but they're made out of metal, they got to put in a mikveh, but they're too big to go to a mikveh. So what do? So he mentions the following suggestion. He says, what you can do is, become welcome dinek cleave, elam takona, elashiat bilam, you have nothing to do, you have no takona. Oh, yinkov nekev gadol. Make a hole in it, so you now in effect have ruined the kli. Okay, she's batal mitaris kli. The charkach is sakein umun yisrael. Have a Jew plug up the hole. Now that makes the now you've taken care of it because now the Jew completed the item, and now it was, since it's not for, it wasn't manufactured by a guy anymore, the Jew finished it up. So that's an interesting point that the Pesachei Tshuva makes. That's another eitzah. You buy a kli that has some electrical appliance. You take it apart, okay? You take it apart, and then you have a Jew put it back together. And then the item was completed, made ready for use by a Jew, and there's no problem of no chiyuv of tefilas kelim. There are places, there are hardware stores, you know, from communities in Muncie and Lakewood. You know, you can bring a kli. The guy, the firm guy, will take it apart. I mean, if I take it apart, I guarantee you'll never be put back together. Not by me, anyway. But people know how to do this, so that they'll take it. You know, you can bring it to the place, the guy will take it apart, and then he'll put it back together, and everybody's happy. So that's a second. I mean, the first eitzah, again, I should have said it before, the first eitzah, of course, was the, as I said before, like we said in the case of the Shabbos Yontif case that we finished with Sifta Zion. First case is sell it to a goy. Okay, we have in the high school office in MTA, so the Keurig machine, coffee machine, you know, so. Again, no one's to schlep it. You can't. It's electric, and it's hard to, you know, it's going to get ruined. Okay, so that's what we do. We have a non-Jewish nurse, male nurse who works with a very sweet guy, Robert. So he comes in. He knows the drill already. He knew it before. Again, he worked in a Jewish school before, so he knew the drill already. So we gave it to him, and you know, for, sold it to him for a dollar, whatever it was. But anyway, so there's two eitzes so far. One is the eitzah with the guy, similar to Shabbos Yontif. You give it to the guy of Maton, and now you borrow it back. Okay, many foreign people have kalim in their kitchen that belong to a guy, right? But you borrow it back. But number two, the idea of the Pesachei Tshuva, you can break it, make a hole of some type of other breakage, and you can do that with the electrical thing also. You can take apart the electrical thing and then put it back together. So that's another eitzah. A third eitzah is found Tshuva's Chelkas Yaakov. Chelkas Yaakov mentioned sometimes in the past, Yaakov Breish. In the mid-1900s from Switzerland, Chelkas Yaakov Yoredeya Simon Mem Aleph. He has this question, 99. Binyan Kli Ha'osu Lechameim Te V'Kafi, right? Called a samovar, everyone's got their own nickname, some kind of a big thing which is used to heat up tea or coffee. B'Koch HaChashmal Shabo, through this electrical thing inside of it. The EF Sharlat Bila, what do you do? So he says in Os Gimel, I think you use it without tefila. Again, without giving it to the goy, without breaking it. He quotes the earlier truth in the Shulz Yag, the earlier Achonim, basically says is, within, that certain things which are, well, we had this once before, top line, next page, okay, if you have some kind of oven which is fixed in and it's into the heating element and it's in the ground, not the way we have ovens, it was built into the ground. Okay. She ain't tzarech tefila, but also tam lo minhag kevan shekovan osu b'tanur v'tanur kavu b'karka. And halacha is something which is kavu b'chubur l'karka, is not metame din of tumah. Okay. There's something that's din by hilchos tumah tar, that's something that's mechubur l'karka, connected to the ground. It's considered like karka, and it's not metame, it doesn't become tame. So the same thing he wants to say over here. Okay, he said in Cain, in the second paragraph, when this is done, Cain shamatchal zeh nesel chatchil rach b'shtamish kumuchul lekosel. How do you get this item to work? You plug it in. when you plug it into the wall, it's considered, it suggests a Chalkas Yaakov. Again, I don't agree with this kula, but Chalkas Yaakov has a kula. You plug it into the wall, that's like Mechubel Karka, right? And that's how it's made. And this point, it won't work otherwise, useless. If you don't plug it in, you know, into the ground and, or into the wall, okay, which is considered like Mechubel Karka, if you don't plug it in, it's not going to work, okay? After Bishasha ain't Mishtamish, but ain't Mechubel Kosa, even though sometimes you unplug it, okay? But yeah, but they won't work. It's made, yeah, you can have it sitting on your countertop even when it's unplugged, but that's not doing anything. Okay, it only does the cooking, it only does the Kaisuda role when it's plugged into the ground. So therefore, he wants to say, and that's a heter over here. Okay, and again, he says at the end, right? Can't use it unless it's in plugged in. So that's the third heter after the heter given to the goy. You know, giving to the guy matana or selling to the guy for a dollar or something and then borrowing it back. Okay, beyond that, the Chalkas Yaakov says there's other kula that it's considered mechubel lekarka. I mean, to me, it's a bit of a stretch. It's plugged into the wall, which is attached. Okay, I guess in some ways it is mechubel lekarka. That's what he says. Then in a subsequent shuba, that was Tshuva Chelek Yerdesim and Mem Aleph, Chelek Yerdesim and Mem Gimel, 100, he has another point. Okay, but tefillas kli chashmali shiuchal eskalkel b'vol amayim. In our case, in those dalit, he writes, what he suggests is, what's the problem? Okay, the problem is the whole kli is not the whole kli is not kli ruin, only the electrical element. Right, the rest of the kli is fine to put in water. Not nothing going to happen to it. What's going to happen? Water is going to get in, you know, to that area where the plug or the electric current is connected. Okay, so he says maybe what you do is you put your finger there or something like that. Okay, it's like in Hilchos Tvilas Adam, you have something called Beis Hastorim. Beis Hastorim means parts of the body, which are like, let's say, you're inside of your mouth and inside of your ears, and these things are not really exposed. Well, here too, the inner part, so that does not require the water to go in. The water does go all the way into where that electric plug goes, just the outside part. So he says, so block it. Okay, when you do Tova, hold it over there, put it in the blocker with it. You know, to block the place where the current goes in. Okay, that's not a chatzitza. Especially, we learned this already, if your finger is wet your hand a little bit, okay? And then that's mechuber to the mikveh and so on. So that's another kula but putting it over there, but putting your hand in front of the thing so the water doesn't get in. What do you mean if the water doesn't get in, then how can the tefillah count? No, the water doesn't have to get into that part because that's beis hastorim. That's inner parts which are not normally exposed. So that's another eitzah he has, a fourth eitzah. Ramosha Feinstein, Igris, it's 101. Igris Moshe, Chelik Erdei, Chelik Aleph, Nun Zion. Okay. Again, Mikalem Shavashim Electric, Shabishalem Mechunas Electric, it's an electric machine. Sheyev Shalipo, Makum Electric, Shetiskalko. You can't get the electric current, the electric area wet, you know. So he mentions, basically, you'll view it as two different parts. So you can take it apart, or even if you can't physically take it apart, so just be told that part that's not going to get wet, and that can get wet. It's not going to get wet if it gets wet, okay? And you look a few lines down. He says, "Mashemoko machibur lo yitpul mayim." The place where the electric, that place, that part, you won't put toivel the rest of the kli. It's similar to the Chalkas Yaakov. It doesn't say about covering it up. Toivel position the kli in such a way that the water doesn't get into the place. We don't want to get the water, okay? And again, it's just basic storm. The inner parts don't need to get wet anyway, so make sure that you don't get that part wet, but be tovel the rest of the thing. Okay, so those are the shuvas I found in the regular poskim. Okay, so the truth is, years when I first got married and stuck in a kitchen, so I remember we talked and what poskim said, including Rav Shechter and others, said it's not. He spoke with scientists and physicists, whatever. It's true, you don't get the electric thing wet. When it gets wet, okay, it doesn't destroy it getting it wet. It'll get wet, so don't use it now, you'll electrocute yourself. But you still let it sit for a few days, let it sit for a week. It'll dry out. The companies will never tell you that it's okay because, they don't want to lose, the case is not. But Lemaisa and people attempt it. I did it myself,
Yeah, I did it with a hot water urn, like the most classic one.
Right. You got to get it wet. So then, all right, don't plug something in right away. The only thing I was wondering, I don't have an answer. I should have checked about it. I don't know about the hot water. But today, a lot of these things, And that's what that's correct. So you tovel the whole thing and let it sit for a week unused, and it'll dry out. You have no problem with it. Okay, kach nisayon works like that. However, somebody, and I don't know, maybe it varies from samovar to samovar, the tenser. Those that have so Shabbos mode and Yontav mode, all these different things, it's great for that. But it's based on a computer chip. You know, there's some kind of a little chip inside. Sometimes these chips are made out of cardboard. You ever see inside, you know, these tiny little things, you know, that hold the...
So everybody thinks maybe that taco would get ruined?
I think maybe would get ruined.
I mean,
I'm actually Shalvar, I guess, but, you know, it's...
Are those Shabbos Yom Tov ones usually made by firm companies or no?
You know, okay, that's you're right. They're Hanami, or they have...
I'm curious if someone's titled it. I mean, if people use
it. I don't know. So, well, they have a nickname, diodes or something like that. These little, so you've seen these little, the thing is like this big. It's a tiny square with all these bulbs or whatever it is on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing, it's metal, but if it's, some of them are cardboard, mamish. So that gets wet. It could be, it gets too soft. I mean, I don't know. It's just a hard to bring up. The Rav Shechter Shlita once said also that if you can't be tovel it, then don't be tovel it. He said, because why? In fact, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah cannot be to ruin the kli. Okay, that's not, there's no mitzvah. If indeed there's no way out, it's going to ruin it. So that can't be the mitzvah to tovel it. The Torah could not require us to do a mitzvah that's going on a kli that's going to ruin the kli. And something I saw, my son showed me some time ago, the Rav Asher Weiss, not on the database here, but in Minchas Asher, I forget which volume, but you can probably find it. Minchas Asher has another interesting point. He says, it's not exactly the same way Rav Shechter, the way I understood him, said that there cannot be a mitzvah to destroy the item. That just doesn't make sense. The Torah would not make such a mitzvah. Moshe Weiss said a little differently. He said, basically, based on something we learned earlier, remember we said if there's shutfus, if a Jew and a non-Jew own it together, right, then there's no mitzvah to this kingdom. Why? Because because basically he said it's not going to accomplish anything. It still belongs to the God. You know, the whole idea is that the Tevilah we learned at the beginning, it's like bringing this into becoming Jewish, or, you know, like a ger in a certain sense, right? Now, yeah, but if it still partly belongs to the guy, you see, it didn't remove the guy's ownership. So what did you accomplish by Tevilah? Right? That's why, he said, that's why the Tevilah of a kli that's owned by a Yisrael and an Eino Yisrael B'shutfus, there's no din of Tevilas Kelim, because it's not going to accomplish anything. Okay, because it remains in the possession of the guy even afterwards. So based on that, he said, same thing here. If you're going to tovel and it's going to ruin the kli, then you haven't accomplished anything. What did you accomplish? Okay, it didn't become enter into the property of the Jew, because now you can't use it because it's broken. That's a similar type of sort. Anyway, those are some of the different aitzes or some of the issues relating to electrical appliances. Again, one was the aitzah to give it or sell it cheap to a guy and borrow it back. One is to disable it somehow and have a Jew fix it up. Okay. Another eitzah is we had from the Chalkos Yaakov that is considered no problem anyway because mechubel karka, because you plug it into the wall and so on. Another eitzah is to hold it in a place where the water, you know, where the connector is between where the plug is going to go and the electrical current is going to go. Hold that, especially with wet hands, you know, a little bit wet, so it won't get in there. It's based on storm. And the other is to be tovel the part of the kli that you can be. Then we mentioned if you can be tovel the whole kli and it won't get ruined, that's certainly okay. All right. So that's in terms of that. Finally, now to wrap up this simon, so we'll talk about something which is again shimush chad pa'mi. You know, we have tin pans, you know, that kind of thing. Now, sometimes I have at home a whole bunch. I bought it says it's imprinted. That it was made a Jewish Ein Tzarich Tevila. You've probably seen them. You can get aluminum pans, you know, tin pans.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Baking pans. So that's what I have. Now the truth of the matter is, by the chassidim, there, you know, some of the appliance stores have a little kelim mikveh in the back. I've been there more than once. I have a kelim mikveh in the back, you know, because they hold, and many of the chassidish posts hold, you have to be tovel aluminum pans, unless it was manufactured by a Jewish company. Is it great? Some Jewish company did great. You know, they produced it. I don't have to worry about tefillah, but they did have these kelim mikvahs in the back. Anyway, that's what we're talking about here. And again, we also have a few different coolers, a few different H's on how to solve this problem. And that'll end up, you know, that'll finish the simon. As I said, these are not things that are directly in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Rambam, Hilchas Kelim, the Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin 102. Rambam is talking about Hilchas Kelim, talking about Tumantara. Okay, but he writes, in the course of that discussion, he says, "Oh, shechoshav lecho mashu betoko betoko ulazarko tar." You have a kli that you just want to eat what's in it, and then you're going to throw it in the garbage and get rid of it. Then it's tar. That's talking about the laws of food and tar. So, based upon this, okay, one can argue that there's, because basically, what's the Rambam's point? Because you're not interested in the kli. You're not interested in acquiring this kli. You're interested in what's inside of it. Okay, and that's the case when you buy the kli that has, you know, and has stuff inside, as opposed to if you're using it to cook in. Okay, but we'll do the deal first with 103. Again, the Tshuva Chelkas Yaakov, Chelik Erodeh Simon Mem Beis. That's when we skipped over before. Kufsos Hanim Karim Imine Machel. That this is not talking about when you buy aluminum tin pans to bake in or cook in. We're talking sometimes stuff comes in a bottle. No, not plastic. A soda bottle is a Snapple bottle. Now Snapple's plastic also, right? But I mean, a soda bottle or whatever comes in. So that's what the Shechakos Yaakov was asked in 103. Bekufsos hanim karim im minei machel. Okay, what did you tefila? This is a tshuva written. If you take a look, quote did not share Rav Agon for some kitzvei oratim. Gam bechokma said Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg, Swedish. Shechakos Yaakov wrote this tshuva. The Swedish Swedish. They're both in Switzerland at one time. Anyway. At that time, the Yaakov Weinberg was still in Berlin. Anyway, so the Chalkas Yaakov wrote this tshuva to the Swedish. So he says, "B'dovar ha'irer me'rav echad b'America." Okay, al shemishtamshim b'kufal shemun b'litzvila. People use these things, and they're made out of metal. They're made out of glass, and they keep stuff in them. Okay, he says, "Keva," and nobody worries about it. Like people have bottles of soda bottles. Again, most of the stuff today, a lot of it's plastic. But to be honest, in my time, I was a kid, it was bottles. You know, so, or cans or whatever. Cans are also made out of metal. He stores stuff in cans. So he says on the second line of that paragraph, 103, Kevan sha'olam enam nizhar mistamay yesham alismo. Must be alismo. Alismo. Uvesefer gdola ungar midabrezeh odos hatzlochis b'mimei soda or shar mashkos. He says the earlier post can talk about glass. Okay, sometimes a container for may soda. The soda or other drinks. Okay, he quotes the Tshuva Priya Soda. But one thing he says is as follows. Eilu hakonim sheikhama fabrikin shalagoyim. Fabrik is a factory. Okay. Ein daitam litnos hatzlochis. I'm not interested in the glass. I buy a can of beer or a bottle of soda, whatever it is. I'm not interested in the bottom. It's in the, what's inside, the content. That's what I'm interested in. Okay. And even though, obviously, in nishbru hachayim l'shalim, you know, it's a different question, you know, that belongs to them. But because makom lo miku shalove ain't tzarchli, I didn't really acquire it, and therefore it's not mine. I had no das to acquire it. Okay, I was interested. To me, it's a holder of some sort, but not interested in getting in using this cleaver. All right, I'm going to throw it out as soon as I finish drinking. As soon as I empty the can, I'm throwing it out. I'm not keeping this. Okay, remember when I was a little kid. Yesterday was Father's Day, right? So I remember when I was a kid, one of the things, it seems to me we made this more than once, but I don't know, we had to bring in a can. We made, people don't use it anymore, but the pencil and pen holders. So you took a can, and then you put all kinds of decorative stuff on the outside, felt and velvet and paper and made pictures, you know, and it was a pencil holder, a pen holder. Most people on their desks used to have a pencil and pen holder. And I haven't even done a computer, so most people don't have it. But that was a typical Father's Day gift. I think I remember hearing once that the Stiplers of Malabrocha had on his desk a huge thing with pencils and pens in it, because people used to come over and ask him shallows, ask him things, and they would take out a pen, they'd write it down, and they'd put the pen down the table and talk to him, and they'd leave. So if this is like Hashavas Aveda, he had like a big thing of pens and pencils on his table because he didn't want to use them in the long case that people came back looking for their pen. All right, anyway, but that's what the Chalkei Yaakov has here. You only want it as, you know, as a temporary thing. You want the container. You want what's inside. Not, you don't want the container. And he says at the end of that first paragraph, "Ein adam rishay lahachmir b'dover shechazina shafil tzedikim gedolim enam akpidim." Don't be so from. People are not makbid on it and so on. And the macha, the food's not also anyway. Prat bekuf soz she'achar shimush mashlich osan. Bada ain't dasa kona lichnos. And when I buy a can of peas, a can of string beans, I'm interested in the can, but haraya, I'm going to empty it into a pot and throw it in the garbage. So therefore, it never really becomes yours. So there's no chiyuv of tefilas kelim. That's what he suggests also. Cannot the rest of that tshuva nechalka is not going to read. Ain, the last paragraph, Ain wrote something else. So mashkos alcharka alashpa. Okay. Now it can last. Okay, it can. This can or this bottle. Okay, it could last for years. Okay, before it breaks. I mean, you know, as I said, we made these Father's Day gifts out of it and lasted, you know, until the father threw it out, till the next Father's Day. But whatever it is. But bottom line, at the end, you know, these things can last, but we don't want it. You're gonna throw it right out. Okay, I mean, my point is it's not inherently a one-time use. You know what I'm saying? In other words, pans you cooking are often inherently a one-time use. You can't use it again if it's been a little gravy, and so sometimes you use it a second time, but the stuff that you're cooking is inherently, you know, a limited usage. A can or a bottle that something came in is not inherently a one-time. It can last for a long time. You can keep refilling it, okay? But you have no one to your plans to throw it out. So that's what he writes in that tshuva. Also, another tshuva, same section, Chalkes Yaakov, Erdesim, and Mem Vav, okay? 104, Benidon Ke'oros, Shel Niar Hametzupim B'Silver Paper, Tinfoil, Silver Foil, or Asum in Matchas Aluminum Foil. You need tefillah there. Okay, so again, he says in those bays, Nila is like the ain't sark tefillah. Okay, came in the Tashmish Karas Halal Rak Aroi. These plates, and here he's not talking about where it came with food. So where are you going to use it? You have a paper plate that has tinfoil over it, or a pan, aluminum pans, and so on. You're going to throw it right out. Okay, and then he writes, and says, hey, Hosea in 104, came the Ish Poskim Tefillahs Kelim Rak Dabanan. Anyway, many hold the Tefillahs Kelim Dabanan. Some understood the Rambam. We discussed what the Rambam meant by Dibri Sofrim. We had a couple of different explanations of what the Rambam meant. But anyway, that's another reason to be Makel. So that's one thing that we're Makel on, or the room to be Makel on. If you have no intention of even acquiring the can and so on and so forth, it's okay. All right? That would even be, you know, sometimes people with baked beans. You know, they'll cook it right on the, they'll put the can on the grill. No, you ever do that? Or put the can right over the fire. Even out, pour into a pot. Comes in a can, so I'll put it right on. So that would be this topic as well. A second eitzah, okay, is the Tshuva Sri Deish himself. Chelek Beis and Choftes. Okay, Tshuva Sri Deish. Okay. But I was given. But oh, nearly Pasha. I'm going to take a few minutes. I want to finish the simon. But oh, nearly Pasha. Shalosh Shach. Tzilibu Kupsos. He said, 1 second. How can you have tefillah on these boxes or these containers? Kuf some of the containers anyway. Emes hayitpa yatpa. When are you going to do the tefillah? Im la'achash yotzeh machol mehen. If you can't do the tefillah when it's inside, you're going to empty it out. Ozein otzorcho. You don't need it anymore. So you're going to do tefillah now. Bekodem shiyotzeh machol mehen lo shachat tefillah. Not gaya. Right, when are you going to do it? When you take the stuff out? And then he says, rak efshar lahotzeh machol mehen litpol asakufsoz v'acharka. He's okay, it's true. You could take the food out, be tavo, and then put the food back in. But eat it straight out is also taking it out. The same thing. So he said, but he does say, have in mind, I'm not interested in the can, I'm buying the peas. The string beans or the corn or whatever is inside the can. That's what he said. Yeah, but he has this also. When are you going to do it? There's no chiv to do it, because before you're not going to do it because you can't, and afterwards you don't need it anymore, even though you could fill it up. Well, this could be a difference, though. It's interesting. Let's have a bottle of wine, okay, a bottle of grape juice. So you know, personally, I don't like wine that much. I mentioned the past, okay? So I'll pour wine for Kiddush, and then I'll drink half the cup, whatever I have to drink for the Kiddush. And there's more wine. So can I pour that wine? I mean, let's say I'll be mitired, you know, I'll take it out of deep pugament. Okay, any more important. Can I pour it back into the bottle? You know, there I am using the bottle. That's personally, I used to do that sometimes, but now I don't. Either I drink the whole cup now or pour some of it out or whatever. I don't pour it back into the bottle, because if it's a plastic bottle, it's not a problem. It's a metal bottle. So that's an interesting idea. Okay, so that's the second eighth. Again, 1/8 was, it's not a problem because you're only interested in the content. And even the Sri says, just be machmir, have in mind not to be kona. But the other eighth is, it's not a problem because it's you know, you're taking the food out. And once you take it out, you don't need to be tovel anymore. For Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva, Egos Moshe, Yardei, Chelek, Beisim, and Mem, 106, Bidvar, Kankana, Vatsucha, Shishal, Machmas, Shaloko, Minanokri, Yash, Vishar, Meshkin, beer, cans, whatever, coffee, whatever it is. He says, Mistabel, and his Taisha ain't Tzvichim Tvila, Vitame, Homishumda, Kli, Nivtala, Mashkin. Kli is batel. It's not exactly you don't want to acquire it, but it's batel. And he has a raya that anything when something's batel, okay, it's not considered a kli. These raya's in other places. Okay, nimsa shel konam akum kli haklal. You never got the kli. It's just a container. Okay, barak and it was to take it a step further. Okay, when the guy made the soda bottle or the corn can or whatever, he was making his clay schor to contain the corn so you would buy it. It's not clay suda. When you opened it, now you made it into a clay suda. So then it's not side Yisrael. That's what Moshe adds. In other words, it was when the guy said it was when the guy manufactured the can or the bottle that held the soda or whatever. So he was doing his clay seed. You have to have it in something in order to sell it. He's not interested in drinking out of it or eating out of it. He wants to sell it. So it's clay schoris and no tefillah is needed. Now, who therefore made it into a clear, even like the case I said before, the baked beans, you made it into something you're now eating out of. Oh, so then it's not an issue. Okay. So that's what he mentioned. But he also mentioned the idea of being a bottle as a riot for Maizu Sheni. Okay. So, okay, by Maizu Sheni, if you buy a barrel of wine for most Maizu Sheni, the wine is Maizu Sheni, but the barrel's not. Okay, anyway, that's a Moshe there. So that's a third point. The fourth point, a different tshuva, Igus Moshe Erdei Chela Gimel Simon Chav Gimel 107. He says that since you're going to throw it out, okay, it's not you're going to throw it out, it's made to be thrown out. That's by the tin. It's made for that purpose, not made. Again, as opposed to a can of corn, we could stay in your pantry for years, okay, vacuum packed and so on, but a tin aluminum pan, tin foil, tin pan, and that type of stuff, it's made to be thrown out. He says, you can't use it again. You know, wash it out, it gets so soft and mushy, it's going to get ruined. Ruba the alma and dokonats when came in the ain't the man car and they're cheap anyway, and most people don't save them. Okay, aim is palm achas. Yeah, you should dokonats from shav ben base or gimopomim. Okay, but two or three said it's also not enough. Okay, chazin the below miskan el zman kotz. It's only a short time, even two or three times. He said it's only a problem if after this kind of har beizman, then they think there might be a problem. That's also how the minchas yitzchak. We'll finish up in just a moment. In Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, like Hasim and Lamed Beis, okay, talks about aluminum pans. Other Shilas has too, and he says also, but there are klalish, and we use only rak chad pe'ami, and therefore the minig is. It says at the end, Kainam and Debar. The minig is that we're not talking about these things. Well, some people were. Tzitz Eliezer in Source 109, Chelak Chesim and Chav Vav. You know, Chav has a different. I'll say it outside to save some time. Has a different point. Okay. Based on a famous chazonish. When you open a bottle, you're allowed to open bottles on Shabbos, and cans and stuff on Shabbos, so it's a chazonish, let's say it's bona. Okay, now there might be different types of bottle caps and so on. It's not our topic now, but the chazonish said it's bona. So the sitzel is, one second, so it's bona. So if you opened it up, you made the kli, right? If it's bona for Shabbos purposes, so the Jew made the kli when you opened it up. So then it's not nasai de'akum. That's not the Jew. That's one thing he says. Not everyone agrees with that chazanish. It's bona, maybe something else, but he says that's the issue. He said if it's bona, then it was done by the Jew. Okay. The other het he gives, we mentioned before, that the goy made it for schora purposes, for storage. Right? It's not going to have plain soda on a shelf. It's going to have it in a bottle, so it's for storage. When he give it to you, you made it into something. And but thirdly, the last thing he says at the end is, yeah, and we empty it out. Okay, emptying it out is not using as a clay suda. Just to empty it out, clay suda means you eat out of it, you cook in it. Here, you just pour it out into something else. So it never became a clay suda. That's what Tzitzilah suggests. It never became a clay suda. Okay, because just to buy a thing and you empty it out, that doesn't render it a clay suda. The common denominator here is all these different reasons why it's not a clay. And the first two things that Tzitzilah says that the Yisrael made it a kli because, like, opening the can, like on Shabbos, that's called bona. So opening is called the making it a kli. Or it's like, the goy had it for storage purposes. Now you made it into a kli suda. And the third thing is it's not even kli suda because you're just emptying it out. You're not using it as a kli suda. You're pouring the content of corn into a pot. And, heat it up or whatever. You put it on your plate. Just emptying it out. So these are all different you know, a handful of different heterim in terms of one-time usage, why we can be makel. The last tshuva I printed, we'll finish with this, not only inside, we talked a little bit outside, tshuvas on haggis of Sternberg, chedek alef sim tof nun beis. This is the candy platter question. Okay, hanosin achaveru kos matana v'tova lakos kodam emel. He phrased it differently. I'm giving my friend, I'm giving you a kos. Okay, I want to save you the trouble. Okay. It's like, you know, sometimes you get a present, batteries not included. So that's a pain in the neck. You got to go buy batteries, right? So it's always a good thing. I was always mocking my kids give birthday presents. Include the batteries. You know, batteries. You might have some batteries also. So that's a good gift. Otherwise, I'll never use it. They'll put it on the shelf. I'll forget to get batteries. But anyway, so here, I want to help my friend out. I'm giving him a coast. So I'm going to title it in advance. Yeah, but 1 second, it's not mine. I didn't. I acquired it, but I'm not using it. So does that count? This is a candy platter question as well. Okay, so he writes, it's machshav kabbalah, won't help because it wasn't mine. It says in the first paragraph there, and then he quotes the sefer Tfilas Kelim Tzikon Rav Tzikon, who I know in Brak. He says the socher mocha kelim tovah ba'atzma lahakal kuchas lamoil. He said also, let's say a guy wants to do a favor. He has a store that sells, you know, one of these oh nuts type of stores. You know, they can buy these candy platters on metal and glass. And then, you know, so I want to do the people a favor. So the store puts them on a metal, the glass. They arrange the candies in all different shapes or whatever. And they have these little Lazy Susan type, you know, type containers. Because I'll talk about everything before. Yeah, but it says it doesn't help. Shadayin ain't kind of chiyot tefillah. No one's using it as a clay suit. It's using clay chora. It's clay chora. Okay. Question is, you need a brach afterwards and so on. Okay. So in the middle of the page here, 110, we're done with this. All right. So therefore, okay, you give it to him, he's zochah to somebody else, it becomes his, then you can be tovel it. Because I want to do you a favor being tovel it, so I'll give it to somebody else, who'll be zochah on your behalf. All right, you can read through that tshuva, but that's the candy platter question. It really shouldn't help. Okay, now if the recipient of the candy platter is going to throw out the platter afterwards, so then, okay, then it goes, then it's like a one-time usage. But sometimes people want to keep these platters. They're very nice, glass or whatever. So then they would, l'chor, you'd have to take them to the mikveh. Okay, we'll stop here. That finishes Siman Kuf Chof. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll do the Siman of Hechsher Kelim. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Tomorrow will be in the Yeshiva, Mitzvah.